Holding Simon Shin Mem.
I'm sorry?
Simon Shin Mem. We did Sif Aleph. We did not do the Mishnah Berurah yet. Can you hear?
Shin Mem. You did Aleph, so you're up to base?
No, we're holding Mishnah Berurah on Aleph. Okay, so cut an Aleph. So the person is removing his hair or his fingernails, even if he uses the Bein B'yad, of who the machine, whether he bites it off, whether he pulls it off, whether he cuts it off, is asur to do. Bema kli. Now, va'afta hamakaber hishra yad l'kli, that which the Shulchan Aruch equates removing the fingernails by whether a person does it with his, by pulling at it or by cutting it, hurak l'isur, that's regards to the isur is true. No matter how he removes it, it's asur. The b'kulan yesh yisur abal inyan chiyuva yesh chilik b'nei. But with regards to being chayiv, the person is being over the isur on a Torah level, and he's considered chil Shabbos on a Torah level, so that's different. The b'yad patur b'chol gavni, but doing it by hand is not considered a normal way. It's considered a shinui. Shein derech gziza b'kach b'chol. It's not the normal way of doing it. U'b'chli chayiv b'chol gavni. The Havli told the guys this. And with a kli, that's considered normal, and it's we considered part of the malacha of gozes, and he would be chayiv chatos. We did a b'shargeg, chayiv skila. We did a b'mezid. Mashakasa v'achakat chayiv al shtei saris who dafka b'kli. That which the Shulchan Aruch says that the shear for chiyuv is two hairs. That's referring to doing it with a kli, doing it by hand. No matter how many hairs he pulls out, he's not going to be chayiv. Chayiv, meaning that he's over the Isser on the Torah level, so that's not going to be true. Okay, then it says v'chayiv al shtei saris. Now, so the chiyuv is where a person cuts up two hairs. That's regards to saying he's over the Isser on the Torah level to the point that he's chayiv at korban katas, etc. But v'sarechad yesh b'yisur d'raisa k'moy kol chatzishir shakol yisurim. But there's a concept called chatzishir. So one hair is considered a chatzishir, and chatzishir is also min haTorah. We hold that a partial shear, not a full amount, but only a partial amount, is chayiv on a Torah, is aser on a Torah level. Not chayiv, but it's aser. So when we discuss the halachas of a person eats a kazayis of a prohibited food, he's chayiv malchus, but less than a kazayis, he's not chayiv malchus, means we pass on the chatzishir also min haTorah, even less than a kazayis is also on a Torah level to eat. But the punishment is only if he eats a kazayis. So we're also, the isur Torah is even in one hair, the punishment if there's two hairs. So when it comes to other malachos as well, we discuss a shear. That's a shear in regards to the bringing a korban chatas. In regards to the isur is going to be even less than this year. Okay. That's regards to hairs. What about fingernails? In regards to cutting fingernails, the shear for Kiev is even one fingernail. Someone is going to mikvah Friday night, and the normal way a woman prepares for the mikvah, one of the things that she does is she cuts her fingernails. She forgot. Now it's ready Friday night, and she can't cut her fingernails anymore. So we have two options. We can say that she should rely on cleaning under the fingernails as best as possible. That's one option, because the fingernails themselves are not the problem. It's the problem is the dirt under the fingernails.
So it's malachim.
So or we could ask a goy. We could discuss asking a goy to remove cut it for her. Hmm. Now asking a goy to cut it for her, Amir al-Akum on a Torah of level iser is not mutter even for a mitzvah purpose. Hmm. But Amir al-Akum on a derabbanan is mutter for mitzvah purposes. So going to the mikvah is a mitzvah. So we could ask a goy to take it off in a way which is rabbinic. So what's better? So this is a machlokes. Masik a magen of Rum. The magen of Rum comes out. Shtarmer loibed gilulim, little biyad. She should tell she should ask a non-Jew to remove the fingernails by yad, not with a kli, but by doing it by hand. So soften up the fingernails enough that a person could actually pull them off. Tavi shus to shus a mokem mitzvah, because then it's an itarabanon. Sanamir la'akam an itarabanon for a mitzvah's mutter. Bimi yefshir biyad. Okay, now let's say it's not possible to remove the fingernails by hand. Sometimes they're too hard to do that. Mutter lit al yada afila b'kli. So Magen Rambam says we can ask the goy to remove the fingernails with a kli. Vim ein obed gilulim, but if there's no goy available, so what should she do? Near she eshtizmas mashas atzak ala nikur shetanakar tachas tziburin. So under the circumstances, we just ask her to clean under the fingernail very well. Uvashatayin heitev shel yibashum tina, but then she should check it well to make sure there's no dirt there. And that's even though she did not cut her fingernails, so that under the circumstances we're going to allow that option. Okay, so what's the argument to be matir the goy to do it with a kli? The chara, we just said you can't ask a goy to do a malacha deraisa, even for the purpose of a mitzvah, with a few exceptions. So the bir halacha, we're going to see the bir halacha says that cutting fingernails is an interesting question, because is it called malacha shena tzrich legufa or not? Right. So the scenarios of goyzes which exist in the Mishkan was that they were shearing the hair, they were moving the hair to use the wool of the sheep, or they were cutting off the item from the body, the non-essential, non-growing item like the hair or the fingernails, whatever it is. But the shofar, these things don't go into the malacha. There's no chabura being made. It's not causing a wound, but it goes under shearing. But the source for the Mishkan was that they would shear the sheep to use the wool. Or they would take the hair off of the goats to use the hair. So the tzricha legufa of the Mishkan was to use the item that you're removing. Over here, the fingernail which is being removed is being discarded. So it's a malacha shena tzricha legufa, which is the rabbanon. So it's a mir la'akam on the rabbanon, the tzarech mitzvah. So even if you ask the goy to do it with a kli, it's going to be the rabbanon. That's one way of looking at it. However, there is a balamor. The balamor says that it's hard to define that the malacha of removing the fingernails is more meyuchas to the fingernails than it is to the body. You are doing a malacha on the body to make the body look better, which that's tzricha legufa. The fact that what you're removing is not what you're using. It's not, the malacha isn't more the fingernail coming off. It's the cutting the fingernail off of the body. So that's tzricha legufa in the body. So he said,
but it's only tzricha legufa for the mitzvah.
No.
I mean,
a person cuts their fingernails, and there's plenty of people in the world who cut their fingernails even though they're not Jewish and they don't keep mitzvahs. They like cutting their fingernails because their bodies look nicer when they cut their fingernails.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so cutting fingernails is considered a yipui in the body. So the Baal HaMor says either we have to say, if the Gemara is learning out that Tzipranayim is Chayiv from Gziza of the Mishkan, we're going to have to say either that the Gemara is telling me that Gziza, there's no requirement of Tzricha Legufa. Because if it is, so fingernails are never Tzricha Legufa. See, either this is called Tzricha Legufa, or you don't need Tzricha Legufa by Gziza. The Gemara says clearly that removing Tzipranayim is Chayiv. That's a Gemara. So how's the Gemara saying that? If you all, we know, Malachi is the goofus potter. You're telling me this beautiful argument that in the Mishkan, Tzricha Legufa meant you're using the hairs. And over here, you're not using the hairs. Fine, so the Gemara is Tam Shver. So what's shot in the Gemara? Elamai, the Gemara means the Chazal touched up that the Malach over here is called Tzricha Legufa. Or alternatively, Gziza is an exception. You don't need Tzricha Legufa. But either way, it's not the Rabbanon. So that's why we're saying, the Magarum says, if I have an option of asking a goy to take it off with a kli, or do a biyad, I should ask the goy to do a biyad. That's clearly a drabon. So then it's a mir lakam and a drabon. If that's not an option, so now we have, it's told in Machlokas Rishonim, but I'll be simich on the Rishonim, which hold that there's din Machlokas Rishonim the goof over here as well. And then I can rely on that as well. So that's the thought process of the mir lakam is going to talk about all of this. We're not going to go through all the berelach. It's a long berelach, if you didn't notice.
The simple reality is it's better to avoid the shiloh.
Right. So this nice long berelach, the first berelach, we'll look at it a little bit. But meanwhile, that's the basic point for the Mishnah Berurah purpose. Okay. Now, even though we said the shear is normally for cutting hair, is two hairs, when it's a situation where a person is picking out the white hairs to remove them from amongst the black ones because he or she wants to look younger, feel ba'achas is chayiv, whether even one hair is chayiv. But Tom, it's a cut and dal, mishum da feel ba'achas makbid shel yeh nira kizokain l'chachashiva malacha. Since people want to look younger, so this is not a new problem nowadays that people don't like looking old. So even one is something the person would want to remove, something which they care about, and therefore removing it is significant. You have the opposite situation of a person who's already much older and his hair is all white and he has a few black hairs which he's removing because it looks strange. So each hair again was enough to be significant to remove it.
I thought the shear is normally to accomplish something meaningful. I don't understand the shear of Shtei Saronis.
My general approach to shiurim is that there's some level of shiurim is halacha Moshe Mesinai. So the chiddush is not so much that, or it's because Chazal taught me that the shiur for all of the halachas which have to do with food is a kegargris. Why? Because why a kegargris?
But that's something meaningful. It could be because
I suppose. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but why enough? Yeah, again, you're going to have to.
The shear by Hoksa is usually right, or Shteyosios by Ksiva,
because
that's how they made the
two
pieces.
So you're. First of all, Shteyosios actually could be. There's actually a. On the Mishnayos. And the Yachar Bar's Mishnayos, there's the more extensive ones have appears in the called Tosefes Chadoshim. So Tosefes Chadoshim over there, he brings that he asks the Kasha, if you look at the Mishnah on Gimel and Aleph, the Mishnah has a few, there's 39 malachas, and most of the Mishnah does not say a shear. It says Kaisa, it doesn't say how much. But it says a kaiser shayosis. It's a few things. It says a shear.
Right.
It says why does the Mishnah say the shear by these items, as opposed to everything else? It doesn't mention a shear. So he suggests that could be some of the shiurim are mentioned by those items because those by them the shear is a definition in the malacha. So there's no din chatzis shear. So there Chazal touched up that's the malacha be'etzim. There's nobody's telling you we don't chatzis shear in the Torah, which nobody. There is a B'chalikas Akronim, Steichim talks about it, Yerz Engel talks about it. Yechatzir Shir Asim Minotar is only by food, only by eating. Right? But by other areas, you don't say Chatzir Asim Minotar. Mishnah Berurah is clearly not, assuming not like that, which is a mug and a rum, etc. There are those who say, yes, like that, but say, but you know, there's Pashas that applies. But even if you say chatzis yiras, it means the action of the malacha or the action of the achila, whatever it is even less than a shear. Because the Torah gave us a shear for the amount that a person therefore is going to be held chayiv a malchus or oynish or whatever it is. We don't say that eating less than kedais is not called achila. Chatzis yiras, you're saying that it's called achila, but it's not the achila which you're chayiv. So you have to say hutzua and less than a kegargris. It's not that it's not hutzua; it's hutzua. It's not enough hutzua to be chayiv. But by these specific malachas, where the Mishnah says an amount, we're saying less than that is called chatzis malacha. It's not called chatzis shir. So by kosev, that would be. But you're right. I mean, there's no logic to gargris more than there is to kezayis or kebeya. There has to be logic. Even though there's a logic, that you have to do something which is significant, but why is this the amount which is significant? That's clearly logic of Moshe Messina. It's not. So Pashas by Shtei Saris is the same thing. Shtei Saris is used by, not only by Shabbos, it applies By Nazir, it applies by by Mitzara, by Taglachas Leviim, a lot of different places where the shear of Ishtei Saras. So I'm assuming that was a Lachem Moshe Mitzrayim.
This is maybe a tiny bit off topic, but you're talking about cutting out hairs to quote unquote look better, either look younger, look older, whatever. Today there's a big issue apparently with, I'll call it age discrimination, and I've had people say, you know, I should dye my hair to look younger when I go for a job.
That's a good question. Let's see the next Mishnah Berurah.
Okay. Oh, is it dealt with? Oh, okay.
A little bit.
Okay.
Now the mission that the Shulchan Aruch continued to said is not only says also chayav on Shabbos even one hair, but even during the weekday it's also because of lo yidav gevrasim lasisha. The act of trying to beautify yourself is also for a man because he's acting. That's a feminine type of action.
Yeah, but what if it's to try?
Let me read, please.
I'm sorry.
I can't say every single word in one. I'm not Hashem. It takes me time to say a thought. Let me finish the thought and then you can ask questions.
I'm sorry.
I apologize. Okay. Women are machbid, and that, you know, that's something which, in general, that's not considered now. So the pricing dealt with, had a scenario where it's not because the person wants to be misnoya, but. The situation of embarrassment. So the example which they give, there was a chubis, I'm going to say Rivosh, because I think it's where it was a young man who had a situation which he had a surgery, something like that, and it turned half of his beard white. So he was like, looked like a freak. Like half of the beard was white, half of the beard was black. But he's a young man, like it's like punked half. It's like, so he wanted to know if he's dying it not for the purpose of being misnoah, but he shouldn't be embarrassed. Did that go into this or lo yilbash? And he said it does not. It's not called lo yilbash. The lo yilbash is the person who wants to be misnoah, but a person's embarrassed and he's removing these things because of he's doing something, some action just that he shouldn't look strange compared to everybody else. That's not a problem of lo yilbash. So in regards to these now. Regards to the age discrimination issue, so a lot of people say the same thing. You know, the person's doing it not because he wants to be Miss Yapa, he's just doing it simply because
he wants to be employed.
He wants to be employed. So,
yeah, if you look too old, they won't hire you, or right. They might fire you because You know.
Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah now moves off of the text itself. Like we mentioned that this Siman Shin Mem is sort of a Siman where he gathers together various different malachas, which he hasn't spoken about until now, and talks about them. So really, Siman Beis touches on the malacha of Geizes as well, and that's it. Geizes gets the first two Sifim. Mishnah Berurah now quotes some basic malachas of Gziza. Vatanavar mixes din and malachas of Gziza. Let's go through some of the basic points of the malacha of Gziza. Aleph. First point, Hagoyzes Tzemer or Seir, person would shear the sheep, remove the wool, or remove hair. Beimin a behema, beimin a chayu, whether it's from an animal or it's from a whether domesticated animal or a not, is chayiv. Bekam a shear or lechiv, how much is the shear to be chayiv? Kelitu is mimenu chut, sharka korb la'arbo tvochim l'ramim l'rashi maxes mizet. So the more says the shear to be chayiv is enough to remove enough wool or hair that you can make. They would the next step of the process of gziza was they would when they would wash it, etc. Then they would make it into a thread. So it has to be enough fibers that you can make a thread, which is a certain amount of length. According to the Rambam, it's close to 4 tefachim. According to Rashi, is half that amount. Okay, that's a shear to be chayiv. It's the lashon of the Mishnah is it's maloha seat kafel. There's this word seat samach yud tes, and it's a measurement. Rashi says which is from the equivalent of from your thumb until your forefinger, as much as you can stretch it, which is the size of a tefach, berach the size of a tefach. Kafel, double. That's how Rashi understands the Mishnah.
It's more than a tefach. I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say it's like a tefach and a half, maybe.
Okay. I don't know. The more says it's a tefach.
Tefach, so okay.
It applies even if you're removing it from a dead animal which has died already. Not only does it apply to the dead animal, it applies even if you just if you removed the hide and it still has the hairs attached to it, and you would cut off from that, it also calls it melacha gziza. The or of the animal once it's been flayed from the animal is referred to as shelach. Shelach means so it's basically the you've taken off the hide.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay. Now Badavka goes is chiyuv b'chol gavni. This which you're saying that the malacha of goes is applies whether it's alive or dead, is that when he does gziza, which means he's doing it with a kli. Avol telish minachai, the person is plucking it off, is potter. By a live animal, it's not normal to pluck because it hurts. So there, it would not be considered derech, and he's going to be potter. They would use a kli to cut it off, which doesn't hurt it. But if he pulls off from the dead animal, there's no pain involved, so then it's considered normal to just to pull it off. And therefore, that is not considered a shinui, and is going to be chayiv. So, the difference between a live animal or a dead animal in this situation. Al-Kain. So, you have a sheepskin coat. So, what? It's the actual hide of the sheep with the wool on it. So, that wool on there is mamish. There's a potential issue of gziza. A person pulls out some of the hairs from his coat, he's doing the melacha gziza on Shabbos. Your person's wearing a garment which is from the aris of behemah v'chaya. Person's wearing a fur coat. Tzirchum mizoyer shlo yitlashu min aseir shalahan b'Shabbos. He shouldn't pick out any of the hairs on Shabbos. He's doing gziza. He maybe does it by hand. That's still considered derech and it's going to be osur.
Why would someone? I mean.
Those type of questions are not relevant to me. Why somebody wants to do something? I'm telling you, can't do it. You'll find the motivation, and you'll figure it out. He says that therefore you can't. If there is lice there, and you want to pull out the lice, you can't pull out the lice because there's a good chance you're going to be pulling out hairs when you pull a little bit of lice. Now, this is talking about you're talking about the skin of a. Animal or a domestic animal or a wild animal, but birds. Avol ba'ofis dark on the hoster anoitzes ayin etlisha k'moybe behema ayin egziza. The standard way that you remove feathers from a bird is not with a kli, it's by hand. Feel the telish kanof min alayif bein min achayim bein lachem yisachayiv tlishasen zu egzisas. That's the normal way to do it. Okay. So this can be relevant. Sometimes not so common nowadays, but we used to get when we were in Kerbal, there was fresh chicken shkita in Cleveland. So there was a shaykhit, he would check, you get a chicken Wednesday night from him. It was a lie. It was walking around Wednesday morning. It was a different type, totally different type of flavor than the stuff you buy at the store. It's totally different, much different. But he did a lot of the work by hand. So there's still the penkas, the little
pin feathers.
Pin feathers were still there, so you would have to remove them. So you would so you could do it before cooking. Someone said even after cooking, the few that are left, you want to remove them. So it does the malacha of gziza apply to the pin feathers which will remain in the chicken skin after it's cooked. So that is an interesting question. There is a machlokes about that goes into the issur of gziza. In other words, do you consider the skin of the chicken after it's been cooked? It's totally different. It doesn't function like ore anymore. It doesn't really protect. It's a whole different thing. Is that considered significant that you're doing a mice of being geizes from the ore? How much does the ore play the role in the gziza? That's part of the shiloh. Okay. Hatayvav tzemer minachai, if a person would spin the fibers right off the animal's back, like we actually talked about in the Mishkan, that they, the part of the Chochmah was that they would actually, so goat's hairs are very delicate. If you're making something out of goat hair, the more you handle it, the more it shrinks a little bit. So instead of doing a two-step process, they would actually spin the hairs directly off the back of the
animal.
Nowadays, it's not so common to do by goats, but I'm dropping the name right now. The rabbits, for the long-haired rabbits, for they do actually do it off the back of the rabbits.
While the rabbit is alive?
Yeah, they do it. They hold the rabbit, and they're spinning. They're making the threads directly off the back of the rabbit's hair.
While the rabbit, then it was still attached to the rabbit.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're detaching it, but it comes off fairly easily.
I mean, wouldn't that almost be like Eivor Min HaChai?
HaTorah Tzarei Min HaChai. Don't eat it.
Huh?
Okay. Don't eat it.
I'm not talking about eating it, but isn't there?
Okay, potim tzbei min atzviya, bei min atziza, shein derech tzviya gziza b'kar. So now the question is that why don't we argue that maybe he's mechayev for tzviya because he's spinning the thread, and for gziza he's pulling it off. So since this is not a common thing to do, it's not considered derech tzviya v'gziza. I think by that type of, I can't remember the name of the type of rabbit. They'll come back to me. Not in the middle of Marv or something like that.
It's obviously a hairy.
So if it's considered something which is not the derech, so then he's getting potter because he's doing a shelo k'darka. Now what I want to do is,
it's almost.
I want to. Let's do Sif Beis. So we'll cover all of the Shulchan Aruch and Mishabura and guys, and then I want to go back to touch on these Bir Lachas a little bit. Okay, so let's do Sif Beis, and we'll go back. Also, Lachlokhi Abelus Migufay. A person has a wart, and he wants to cut it off. So he can't cut it off, even if it's not going to bleed. So therefore, there's no problem because of Chayvel. Right, so, but there's a problem with geizes. He's taking something off of the growing thing. Bein b'yad, bein b'kli, bein loy, bein la'achar. Whether he's doing it for himself or for somebody else, it's aser, even though it's a b'yad. Mishabura v'av lachtech. Afilu hi yevesha. Even if this yabelis has dried out, doimedes li sparach b'sef me'at, and eventually it's going to fall off on its own. If it's still fresh, then it's called geizes. If it's coming off by itself anymore, it's not really attached, and if it's not called geizes. And if he does a biyad, he's potter because he's doing it like a doctor. So a person has chapped lips, and he has a little bit of the skin has, it's partially attached and partially it's coming off. He wants to pull it off. Person has little pieces of skin around his fingers, etc., which are partially attached, etc. So you can't pull those off. That all goes under the malacha of geizes.
Even though you don't want it,
yeah, it's annoying. It's like little hangnails, right?
Okay, you came in late. We discussed every time you cut a fingernail. Really, you're not really planning to use the fingernail. But it's so called the malach of geizes.
Or take out a tooth.
So, well, the tooth might be more complicated. But simply, you know, most scenarios of people who cut their hair or people who cut their fingernails aren't using the hair or the fingernails afterward.
Right.
So we'll look at it in the Bir Lachah of Ezra Hashem. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Bir Lachah. So this is true whether he even does it with his teeth, all of them, even though it's considered a shinui. So with the shinui, it's not going to be the raisa. The more it talks about it, the Sharatzian gives you a more welcome to the Gemara in Erevin. The question there was, there were certain things attached to the body of the Kohen which were considered a mum, that when you would bite them off or cut them off, the mum is gone. Now we can do the avodah. So can we do an act to remove this mum from the kohen on Shabbos to allow him to do the avodah? If we do it with the shinui, it's only the drabanan. So say since ain't shus for mikdash, so we're going to allow that. So one example the Mar says that they would bite it off with their teeth. They would bite it off. So that's the Mar welcome to the Mar in here. So let's take a look over here. At least start this bir halacha. It's a long bir halacha. There's actually the second bir halacha. So the Gemara says chayiv. The Gemara says a person takes off hair, takes off tzipradayim, he's chayiv. The Mishnah says chayiv. So the Bir Lacha says, well, why is it Malacha Shenesich Lagufa? He now tells us, Kosu the Zeo Dafka, Rabbi Yehuda, the Malacha Shenesich Lagufa chayiv. That this Mishnah is only true according to Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Shimon, Pater Af Bekli. Okay. Tosfos says, according to Shimon, it's a lachash and a sigal gufa, so it can't be chayiv, because you're not planning to use the hair or the fingernails. Mishum is that Toma Achrayim al Rosh v'Tur Shetiku Adin. The problem is that the Rosh and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch all say chayiv. We pass like Rav Shimon. So why are you saying chayiv? If we pass like Rav Shimon, it's a lachash and a sigal gufa. Well, hey, pasuk Rav Shimon, we have mechaber hey sosam adin bezel kist. Pistoma, who was Shimon Shintazayin Sivches, was had a day Rishon Liv Tur before in the Hillel Tzad and Hillel Chayvel. The Shulchan Aruch seemed to say the Iker Pesach is Blachas in a Sigla Gufa is Potter. So why is he saying we hear Chayiv? He does bring the Rama Meshita that Blachas like who passed like Rabbi Yehuda, but he does not bring that. He brings the first Shita as Stam and he says according to the Rambam is different. Right, so it means he brings the first opinion to Stam. That's the Zikr Pesach, and here he's saying Chayiv. So to understand that it's a Malacha Shenesich Lagufa, we're going to have a big problem. Okay, so how do we understand this? So first approach is the Magen Avraham Sivkat and Alf Kasa. The Laman the Amar Malacha Shenesich Lagufa Pater. We're going to force to say Mari Bishitzorach Lasaron. He plans to use the hair. The kosh al devar of the problem that's going to be shver. Why the fiza my posuk the lakat levonus b'tach shkaris afila ba'achas chayiv who mekobokem ain sarach lasar gufa. You can't tell me you have one hair is going to be something you plan to use. That's not realistic. So you told me that he does that situation. He's chayiv for one hair. What do you mean chayiv for one hair? You're not planning to use the hair. So. If that's the pshat, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's shver. Va'af dim name of the marish and tzorach l'sara ha'acha shalikate ha'ba'atzel b'vad les be'shura l'chiyuv. Now, if the pshat is yakai for what you do to your body, even though it's enesirch l'gufa, I get it. The fact that I did this tremendously significant act for my body is irrelevant if the ikir chiyuv is for taking the hairs. And I only took one hair, I only have one hair at the end. So, v'chi meshum the oisa toelus hayipui belika asara haachas yushlam bezeh hashir shal shtei saras atzorach legufan v'achar kach mitzosi le'echad sheik shaken. I found somebody asked the question. Okay, so we have the kash on the Shulchan Aruch, we have the Magen Avraham's Teretz, we have the kash on the Magen Avraham's Teretz. So what are we going to do? Says Mr. Bermanir, the mitam kushazu. Because of this problem, Nayan Agra Midivri Magen Avraham. The Agra distanced himself from the Magen Avraham's approach. With Sayan al Din the Malak and Shcharis Sazan Kedasa Rama the Loch Kribi Huda Malach Shel Gufa Al Kan Lashana. Okay, so the Agra says that this part of the Shulchan Aruch is going like the Rama. Okay. The Rama hold Rama passed like a Rehuda the Malacha Shenesil Gufa's Chayiv. Now, skip the parentheses. Began with Hidibir Magram Yir Murkhul Levar Hahid Leel Besimashin Chokhes of Laman Aleph Gabi Tzitzin Mitziperin. So you're cutting off your fingernails, and you're cutting off the little pieces of skin around the fingernails because you plan to use them. That's going to be really strange to learn that pshat.
What will you use it for?
Okay. Now, so we don't have the Magen Rum Steretz because that's very sure. We don't have the Gra because that doesn't work. The answer to the Tur and the Rosh. And answer the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch does bring the Rambam Meshitta. Say, go over here, he's going like the Rambam Meshitta. Okay, maybe. But, so the first white line, Achman Nasa, Bekushas Kol Kredim, Shatur, Shulchan Aruch, Sosim Es Atzma, Bechanal. V'nei Rivosh, B'sim Meshitta Zayi Dalad, Kosa de Melechas, Agziza, Chashiba, Melocha, Lekuliyam, Afil, Ein Tzarek Lesar. Okay, so the reverse says that Gziza does not, it's not dependent on needing to use the hair. Why? The Gziza always have a Mishkan, Shalom the Tzarech Tzemer, Vassar, Rachel Tzarech Or. There was Gziza done in the Mishkan to use the wool. There was also Gziza done in the Mishkan just to make the hides clean and not to use the hair. But the Aris Tachoshim, they didn't use the hair which they took off, but they would remove that hair before they put it on the Mishkan. So that's what Rivosh says. The Rivosh's Rebbe was the Ran. The Ran says, you're not using the item that you're removing. You're making yourself look better by this cutting. Removing the hair from the hide is chayiv. Even though your whole goal was just to make the hide, remove the hair, so you can then do the next stage of the ibud. So maybe that's shot in the. So that means they're arguing on Tosis. Tosis says that if you don't use the hair, it's called an tzirch lagufa. And therefore, the Mishnah has to go on like Rabbi Yehuda. Whether according to the Rivosh, according to the Ran, you don't have to say that. Either way, it's called Tzricha L'Gufa. Now, it's not like Tosis.
What did Tosis?
Tosis said that it's only considered Tzricha L'Gufa if you plan to use the hair. So the Mishnah, it says that Yerkayev has to go like Rabbi Yehuda, who does not require Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa. Okay. He brings the Shubas Chasam Tzvi, Shubmachim Gamkin Adas Atur Shachorach, Hukadas Rivosh, not like Tosis. Then he brings everything to Tara. He has a cash on this, etc., etc., etc. Okay. Now, v'hinei hashta shabiranus the sugyos of the Shabbos and idalim and beis al karchav marv v'shenet tzarach l'asar v'tzipernayim. The case he brings around in the words, it's come a case you're not planning to use the items. Kemuchah l'orma me'oid kama gedol b'shenem the sfer lukam kein kedas rivosh v'rana now. So now going back to the b'shenem and the sugya, the hemar ben ochananel the ramban the smag the rush. All are learning up the Gemara that even though you don't need it, it's still going to be chayim. And we have to learn the Rivosh that the tzarech of the yipui of the guf is called a valid tzarech, the guy we did of tzarech of the guf. Now, once you go through all of that, now we understand the issue when it comes to asking a goy to cut it off. So according to the Tosis, that it's only tzarech of the guf if you need to use the fingernails, which you're not. So asking a goy is always a derabana. So it's a mir lachaman of the Rabbanan. But according to these other Rishonim, making the body look better is called tzricha l'gufa. So mail it's with the melacha d'oraisa. So you can't ask a goy to do it be kli. And that's how he understands that machloikas, Magen Avraham, which is actually a shach on the kudos of kesef in Yeridaya, and the Taz over there all discuss this issue. Okay, let's hold it here. And,